Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
この番組はジャパントップ10ナンバーワンの J-POP ポッドキャストです。このエピソードは今月のアーティスト特集です。 You're listening to Japan Top 10 The number one Japanese music podcast. You're listening to an artist of the month episode on Japan Top
10. Hi, I'm Brinton.
And I'm Kusei.
And we are here with an artist of the month for October of 2023. And this time we're featuring a musical group by the name of No Name. But firstly, we have some announcements. Want to join our team? We are looking for various staff members, including audio editors, content producers, and on-air hosts to join our podcast. Join the biggest and best Japanese music-based podcast out there. Check out our website at jtop10.jp/join for details.
Are you an indie band or artist that makes Japanese music and looking to be featured on our podcast? Reach out to our music director, Nola, by sending her an email at nola@jtop10.jp. We may feature you in a future episode. See our website at jtop10.jp for more information.
And with that, here's an introduction to No Name. No Name is a Japanese music group under Toho Animation Records.The record company of the film and stage play entertainment company, Toho. No Name specializes in creating theme songs, insert songs, and instrumentals for animation and video games. It first formed in 2016 with the idea of creating collaborative music that captured the essence of the original work, no matter the genre.
The group has three alternating vocalists, namely Ayaka Tachibana, Nikki, and AIJ. Its composers include Ron,Makoto Miyazaki, Shuhei Mutsuki, Hiromitsu Kawashima, Kohei by Simon Says, Enyu, and Genki Mizuno. And the official artist for the unit is illustrator Sobit.
The group's works to date include the video game Quiz RPG, The World of Mystic Wiz, and the anime Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash, Sakura Quest, Fairy Gone, Dorohedoro, and most recently, Spy Family.No Name has composed the soundtracks for Season 2 of Spy Family, releasing this October, as well as Spy Family Code White, releasing on the 22nd of December.
There's some really big names in that list there.
Yeah, definitely. Are you a fan of any of these works?
Well, I really enjoyed Dorohedoro and Spy Family. How about you?
Yeah, same here. I'm most familiar with Dorohedoro and Spy Family as well.I've heard of Grimgar of Fantasy and Ash, and as far as I can tell, it's not really something I am into. I've heard of Sakura Quest, but yeah, Spy Family and Dorohedoro are pretty much the only things that really appeal to me.
Right, well, let's get to our first song by the artist, Freesia, which was released in 2017.
自分
Frieza is the ending theme of the animated series Sakura Quest.
Frieza was composed by Ron, with lyrics by Genki Mizuno.
Frieza is a heartfelt song that captures the uncertainty of Sakura Quest protagonist Yoshino as she strives to develop the village of Manoyama.
Sakura Quest may be inspired by real-life regional revitalization, an ongoing social problem in Japan driven by young skilled workers abandoning small towns for Tokyo and other major city centers, and the need for U-turns, which is people who move back to their small hometowns permanently, or urban entrepreneurs to generate economic growth in rural areas. Seichi Junde, or contents tourism, refers to domestic tourism driven by anime, manga, film, or video games, in which fans visit areas to see the real-life location that was featured in their favorite series. Anime like Love Live Sunshine, Laid Back Camp, or Zombieland Saga are examples of producer or creator-driven tourism, which promoted destinations in Japan's Shizuoka, Yamanashi, and Saga prefectures as the result of a promotional collaboration between the anime producers and regional stakeholders.
What did you think about it?
Yeah, so I haven't actually seen Sakura Quest, but I absolutely love that the songs are named after flowers and that both times we featured a song from that show, they've been very lighthearted and upbeat. And based on that, I feel like I should definitely watch the show now.
Oh, sure. Good soundtracks really does get one interested in the show. I mean, Sakura Quest doesn't sound like something that I'd be interested in. Now that I know that it has good music, I just might try it out.
Yeah, who knows? I think with the intent of revitalizing tourism, it does kind of act as a sort of itinerary for when you do plan to visit Manoyama, I think it was. I don't know of any other examples. I have seen Zombieland Saga, but the only other example of anime-based tourism that I'm aware of is, I guess, back in the day, there was this... I'm not sure if you've watched much anime back then, but there was this show by Kyoto Animation called Lucky Star.
Right.
And that was set in Saitama. And because of that show, there was actually a lot of tourism in Saitama because of it.
Oh, I really like Lucky Star. Yeah. I didn't know that it was set in Saitama, but I didn't know about the tourism part. Interesting.
At number three, we have Good Day, which was released in 2022.
Two, one, zero. We have it all together. Learning.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That was Good Day. Good Day was composed by Shuhei Mutsuki to celebrate the milestone of Toho Animation's YouTube channel reaching 2 million subscribers.
Toho Animation released a music video to accompany the song in October last year that has reached nearly 2.2 million views.
Good Day is a character song for Spy Family's mascot, Anya Forger, and represents her unusual but charming energy, her self-growth, her love for her new family, and her love of peanuts and distaste for carrots.
Again, it incorporates some English and is overall pretty, I'm not sure how to put this. The music video is pretty goofy. It's a really great song to convey the shenanigans and, you know, the childish character of Anya Forger.
Right, but is it really a character song if it doesn't mention her love of Spy Wars or Bon Man?
Sure, that's a thing.
But nevertheless, it is a song that will really bring Waku Waku to your day.
Before we get to our next song, we have another announcement. Want to advertise on our podcast? Market your brand onto one of the world's most popular Japanese cultural-based podcasts. Reach up to potentially 70,000 listeners around the world on a weekly basis, with advertising costs that'll fit your company's budget. Find the full details at jtop10.jp. And at number 2, we have Knock on the Core, released in 2019.
Like this, even had a dream too. No one can stop me, believe.
That was Knock on the Core. Knock on the Core is the opening theme for the 2019 anime Fairy Gun. The fairy soldiers, military weapons who work with criminals to exploit the post-war instability of the newly united continent of Eastland, while the government agency Dorothea seeks to stop their mischief.
It was composed by Makoto Miyazaki, with lyrics by AIJ. Miyazaki and Shuhei Mutsuki also composed the remainder of the soundtrack for the series.
The music of Fairy Gun features more anisong-style rock and orchestral tracks to depict the intense combat between Dorothea and the fairy soldiers.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. The strings in the song were really intense, and it did feel like there was a sort of battle that's, you know, being waged.
Yeah, and for those of us out there that haven't seen the anime, when you say fairies, you might think of like color, but it really is a anime that depicts war. I mean, it's a pretty dark color palette, and songs like this that really help set its theme.
Yeah, I think having heard about, I guess, Makoto Miyazaki and Shuhei Mutsuki also writing or composing the rest of Fairy Gone, I think this might also be another one of those shows that I would watch purely for the soundtrack.
Sure, could be. I mean, I only know the overall synopsis of the show. I've seen a few clips, so that's where I'm coming from with my analysis, but I certainly might watch it as well.
And now we are down to our last song. But before we get to that, we have an announcement. Want to hear up to 3 times the amount of songs on this episode? Join our Patreon club at jtop10.jp/club, starting at just $1 a month, and support our podcast, along with getting more music and insights to Japanese music culture. At number 1, we have Welcome to Chaos, which was released in 2020.
Endless maze.
That was Welcome to Chaos. Welcome to Chaos is the first opening of the anime, Dorohedoro.
It is composed by Masato Miyazaki with lyrics and vocals by Ayaka Tachibana.
It is No Name's most downloaded song on Apple Music and reached 64 at the time of its release in February of 2020.
The ending video posted to Toho Animation's YouTube account has received over 10 million views to date. The video features protagonist Kaiman's best friend Nikaido making gyoza at a restaurant, The Hungry Buck, with a wide look in her eyes.
The lyrics have a chaotic blend of Japanese and English, with the phrase, sink into the swamp of chaos.
If you liked Welcome to Chaos and haven't seen the anime, then you'll definitely love the animation that they have going on as well. It's pretty fun, so go ahead and check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, no, really couldn't be said any better that this is pretty much one of No Name's best tracks. But that's not to say that there aren't many others.
Yeah, to be honest, as I've told you, this was the song that I was looking forward to. Maybe it takes some getting used to. I mean, I've heard a lot in the anime, so I'm more accustomed to it and the chaotic feel. Welcome to Chaos S.
Yeah, no, I totally get it too. This song was also my introduction to the group. And yeah, it also took a bit of getting used to as well. But yeah, I guess what really impressed me about No Name was the fact that they've got really prolific output spanning so many shows. And their versatility in terms of genre and in terms of lyrical content, it's absolutely masterful.
Oh, definitely. And I know maybe this is just on me, but in 2020, I did know the songs that the group had made, but wasn't really accustomed to the group themselves. I was aware of a couple of songs that were in this list, but didn't really listen to other works of the group, but I hope this comprehensive outlook to No Name and their structure encourages more people to go and listen to them, because they're pretty cool.
Definitely. I guess for our listeners out there, when you have the chance, please watch Dorohedoro and Spy Family. They're absolutely massive, and you won't regret watching them. And with that is our Artist of the Month. Thanks a lot for tuning in, and in a little over 2 weeks from now, Miyabi and Haru will bring you the top 10 biggest hits for October 2023. And until then, thank you and see you next time.
Thank you. Japan, Japan, top 10.